Welcome. want to give a guidance this morning. And then at the end I'll say a little bit more about walking meditation. So we're just arriving. And I find it really a good reminder to just notice each moment. So when we're arriving, when we're waiting, it's like all of these times, none of it is uninteresting in terms of becoming present to what's happening. So some of us will have been meditating all morning already. Some of us might be coming from different activities. But the beautiful thing about presence is that it's always here. So even when we got caught yesterday in the car, it's like actually we can come to presence. Dum. It's always here. So when we're waiting, we're arriving, everything is an opportunity. And then, of course, to sit and meditate formally is an opportunity to allow a settling and a listening that sometimes we don't access when we're much more in movement. So, like right now, letting ourselves arrive here, everything we've been doing already with letting ourselves anchor into the body, however we feel that. So for some of us, we may have memories, intense memories held in our body, which make it difficult to arrive home into our body. But for me, it's important this balance between recognizing the difficulty of that and really not judging it. So, myself, I've had a lot of difficulty arriving into my body. It's many, many years' practice. And for many years, I practiced just with the contact of the soles of my feet with the floor. So, finding some contact within the body that feels safe, where we can anchor. Notice some well-being. For some of us, this might come easily. We might be able to easily feel our breath, easily feel the weight of the body sitting, settling. We can rest. And for some of us, the place of rest might be just the toes on the floor or some part of the hand on the legs. So, really feel around inside ourselves. Is there a place of contact in my body where there's some capacity to rest? Without pushing, without judging. Might be just the tip of one finger. We invite ourselves to come back to this quiet place where we can feel some rest. if our mind is going to start to see a little bit more clearly. I find this quality of being able to rest, to settle in whatever way we can, to be really important. And in the classical Buddhist teaching, capacity to develop some calm is fundamental to developing clear seeing. And again, this can all sound quite grand, conceptual, but actually it's just this question: where can I find some place where my mind can rest in my body? Where I'm not so caught in the waves of thought and can come back. To rest, maybe with the soles of the feet on the ground, or with the rhythm of the breath. Notice our own presence as we sit. Not imagining that our mind needs to be clear, empty, that there need to be no waves, but rather just noticing there is presence here. Feeling the contact of the earth, even noticing the mind running around. And it's really valuable to develop a capacity to anchor ourselves, to keep training our mind to come back to a place of rest, where our heart can trust and open a little bit more. Where the contact with the earth or the weight of the hands on the legs, wherever we find it, this resting place. The Buddha taught about the breath. Also, this rhythmic, life-bringing movement where we can rest. And as we get curious about our being in this way, we're bringing alive the qualities that Noon was speaking about in the meditation this morning. So we're starting to investigate what it's like to be here, in this body, in this being, in a way that maybe we don't normally do. We're curious. And we're alive to the balance of our energy. Are we pushing too much? Are we not bringing enough energy We're coming alive to these qualities in ourselves where we can investigate, we can be curious, we can bring balance. And just these very simple qualities, these are called factors of awakening. In the classical teachings, this very simple capacity to be curious about our experience is a factor of awakening. To investigate what it's like to really be here is a factor of awakening. And to notice our energy. If we're pushing, how we feel that, how we balance it. Through maybe calming a little bit more, coming more to the place of rest. Yet presence. This is a factor of awakening. Or if we're sleepy, balancing our energy, feeling the spine rising up, noticing the effect of that. All of this very simple way of noticing our being, exploring, we're becoming awake to this moment. And what helps us to be more free in this moment? Less tied up in our habits. We're really taking some time to find our balance physically, find where we can anchor and rest. Let our mind come to rest. And as we're doing this, it's really helpful to notice if you have any judgment going on, any sense of not good enough, any sense of pushing, like, where's this place of rest? Where's this place of rest? The rest is right here when we're not pushing. And so we can start to notice the tone of the mind that we're bringing also. Without judging it. How does our mind feel? Does it feel tight? Does it feel open? Is it pushing in this way? How do we feel that? If there's a desire to achieve something, to attain something, how does that feel in the mind? So instead of identifying with that push or trying to reject it, we come to a place of presence. Of kindness with our own mind. Of wanting to know how our experience is. notice the what your mind feels like, the tone of it. Not going too intensely into it, and if there's a very intense state happening, just coming back to the place of contact with the earth, with rest. But if we're in touch with that place of rest somehow, we can start to notice what's the tone of the mind. Gently. So Ajahn Chah gave this very, very lovely image of meditation, that when we come to a state of listening, presence, it's like we're sitting by a forest pool and there's all the animals that are coming, they're going, they're doing their business, drinking, licking themselves, whatever they're doing. Some of them are fighting, maybe. Some of them are sleeping. And this presence is just watching the animals come and go with interest, with warmth. And with the space to let them be what they are. So he said it's like the mind is like a still forest pool, and we'll see many wonderful things come and go. So as we find some tiny or larger place of rest, through contact with the earth, or the weight of the body, or the rhythm of the breath, we find this anchor that helps the mind to still. At some level, with this warmth, with this stillness, we can turn towards, if there's a tightness somewhere in the body, or a repetitive thought, or a fear, a desire, and see if we can stay in touch with the stillness of our listening that can just receive. It can stay with one foot on the earth and start to explore very gently. How close can I come to this fear, this wild animal in me of fear or desire? How close can I come before it gets very agitated? And then I don't need to push or go further. Where's the place where I can stay with the fear or the desire, the anger, like a friend? Not crushing it, not getting caught in it, but where I can meet it. Who are you? What do you feel like? What color are you? How do you move in my body? What do you say to me? But we keep a gentleness and a presence with what is happening. And if we get caught, get caught in the thoughts that are triggered or the sensations, know we can come back to the earth, to our place of rest, to our anchor. So we're exploring very gently. If something is very, very intense, we need to build our capacity for presence with it. So we don't, it's really good not to push. If we need to stay just resting, noticing we're present with the contact with the earth, that's really good practice. That's even the word good practice is strange. But if that's what we need to do, then, and the heart knows that, then we can trust it. We're cultivating a ground of presence. And when we feel stable, connected, held by the earth, we can feel the stillness of our presence. We can turn again towards what's happening now. What's the tone of my mind? Is there a contraction? And can I meet that contraction with curiosity, with presence? With interest? When we can meet what is happening in our heart from this place of presence, then sometimes we can get to know a fear, a desire, an anger in a way that helps to liberate us. Because we can meet it, we can get to know it. We're no longer pushed by it. It's like we're getting to know what is within us, our capacities, our capacity to be present, to be curious. Be connected. And also those voices sometimes that feel like they dominate us. A fear, a sadness. We can start to take an interest. What are you really like, this fear? This sadness? Or this joy? Also, what are you really like? How do you move in my body? When I can stay present with you from a place of anchoredness and connection. This is a very, very great kindness towards ourselves, and it asks us to develop gentleness, patience, curiosity, and trust in our own being. And when it and it's not so complicated, so we find some place of rest within ourselves, a bit like the Buddha sitting at the root of a tree, letting his being settle. You can do this just with the contact of the earth or the weight of the body, the rhythm of the breath. Give ourselves this settling. All the time in the world to allow ourselves to settle, to rest, and to taste into our presence here. And then when we're ready, from this very simple coming to rest and presence, we turn towards what's happening now and receive that. Get curious. It's a bit like we would meet a friend. And if we get overwhelmed, come back to the resting, to where we find well-being and presence. So it's this rest, turning towards what's happening now, and resting again to resource as we need it. This is a very, very, it's like a deep act of kindness, compassion towards ourselves. To allow ourselves to know our deeper capacity for presence. And to allow ourselves to get to know the voices of our heart. Those that are deep, those that are anchored in presence, and those that sometimes we don't want, the pains or the confusions, and we just give ourselves all the time we need to rest, come to presence, and then gently get to know, what's this fear like? Oh, I'm overwhelmed, come back to rest. So we're a bit like we're kneading bread. We're getting to know the different textures of our being from this place of presence. And kindness. Curiosity. So I'll be quiet just for the last few minutes of the meditation, and just really encouraging you to find where there's balance and some sense of listening. Presence within, whether that's in just contact with the earth, with your breath, or whether that presence is wanting to turn towards something that's happening and to hold it in listening presence. Explore with kindness.